Matzah, as we said, represents the intrinsic ingredients without any adding on, without any additions. Matzah represents our kesher, our natural, pure kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any hosefos. Hamela, we see a peldei gezach, that the middle matzah we break. The middle matzah is keneged Shevet Levi, and that matzah we break. Why do we break dafka the middle matzah? Shevet Levi, we know, never sinned in the Chet Egel. Shevet Levi correspond to the idea that are inseparable to Hashem. It's not Shaykh. They represent, Shevet Levi represents that intrinsic chelek elakayim imal that every single Yid has, that cannot ever separate itself from HaKadosh Baruch, because it's one chelek. It's the same thing. It's the same mamish, the same bechina. Kutshabrich l'rais of Yisrael chatu. Shevet Levi, that didn't sin in the Chet Egel, they megala that there's a chelek in Klal Yisrael that it's impossible to turn away from Hashem, because it's Hainu Hach, they're one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every single Yid has that Levi kite inside him. Shevet Levi represents that chelek. Mainly that's why Shevet Levi were the ones who were separated to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim come from Shevet Levi. Why? Because Shevet Levi, because when a person sins, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to be Megala that Nakuda. He has to be Megala that he has inside him a Nakuda that's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like Chas V'Shalom, the chelik of HaKadosh Baruch is not shaykh ever to be nifkam chas v'chalila, so too there's a chelik of a yid that's not shaykh to be nifkam, because it's inseparable from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shevet Levi represents, and that's what the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash represented, and that's how they were mechapar on a yid when he came with the chet to the Beis HaMikdash, that he was megala that the chet didn't reach to that nakuda. That's why the Mishkan was a kapara for the chet ha'egel, because the chet ha'egel seemed to show that Chet of Avodah Zarah is that a person can Chas V'Shalom separate himself completely from Hashem. Therefore, that's why through Shevet Levi didn't sin, they were megala that no, there is an internal inside chelik to a yid that the Chet never gets to. So that we can understand why Leil Seder, the matzah of Levi, one breaks in half. The breaking in half is one whole matzah that becomes two parts. That represents us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one whole that becomes two parts. We are a chelek l'kayim imal. We are a chelek l'kayim imal. And the matzah, dafka the Shevet Levi matzah, the matzah that represents the Shevet Levi, that's the matzah that's the megala, this nakuda. So that's bechlal a lesson in matzah, and that's befrat a lesson in why we break dafka the chelek ha-matzah of Shevet Levi.